everybody. Welcome back. It's another episode of Dadcast. I am JP, your host, as always, along with that other guy, Nick. He's a host. How you doing, bud?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine, man. I'm always fine. Question is, how are you? We've been taking a hiatus from the podcast so we can get you better and go through a surgery. And apparently it keeps getting pushed back and back and back until I finally said, bro, we need to do a podcast if this isn't going to happen. Get us up to date, man. How are you?
I'm good. So I had to get my blood pressure under control because if, as everybody that watched last episode with, oh my gosh, I can't remember who we had on last episode.
AJ Buckley.
AJ Buckley from SEAL Team. I passed out in the middle of the, well, not even in the middle of the episode. I think I made it like 30 minutes in and I freaking passed out.
Yeah. That was,
my
blood
pressure has been like super wonky and weird. And so I finally got it under control. It's been good for about 2.5 weeks. So we are cleared for surgery November 6th. So as long as the surgeon doesn't mess up anything, I should be fine. Should good come stuff. Out. We should be still doing some dad cast in a couple weeks after the surgery.
Love I'll that.
Have a gnarly scar.
That's okay. Just put a tattoo over it.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm going to schedule that pretty soon.
Good man. No passing out today. All right.
Oh, no, I'm good. Other than that, yeah, I'm good. Just hanging out with the babies and you know, living life.
Good stuff, man. As always, we're rooting for you, man. We're in the corner for you. Today on the show, man, pretty excited about today's guest. We've been actually, I just found out off the air that this is like a year and a half in the making. I only thought it was like 6-7 months, but you know, it's happening. It's here. Here we go. Welcome to Dadcast. He's an actor. He's a musician. You may remember him. In fact, I guarantee you remember him from such movies as Rookie of the Year. Let's see. How about American Pie 1 through, I think, 87? They had that many films. And a whole bunch of other good stuff. He is from the Thomas Ian Nicholas Band. Thomas Ian Nicholas, how are you, bud? Welcome to Dadcast.
I'm good, man. Thank you so much for having me. Thanks for your patience with scheduling. Apparently, I got to work on that.
Well, you know what?
It's good to be busy, man. That's awesome.
I play the role of not scheduling. That's Nick's job. I'm like the talent, I like to say, and all the technical stuff and you know everything else. He does the scheduling and all the you know the really hard work behind the scenes. No joke. So I had no clue that it was taking this long to happen, but that shit don't matter anymore. Here we are. You are here. Awesome. So let me get you up to date. Dadcast is a podcast where we like to talk about being dads, you know, the past, the present, the future of being dads and everything in between. So we're going to do our best to stay on that topic. But I may have mentioned to you off the air that sometimes we go off the rails and by sometimes every damn time. So expect some questions regarding music, career and past stuff in the movies. Cool.
60% of the time, I'm right. 100% of the time.
That math doesn't seem to work, but okay. All right, man. First question. It's a rite of passage on Dadcast. We know the answer. The world probably knows the answer, but we are going to ask it anyway. Are you a dad?
I am a dad. I have two kids. I'm a dad twice over.
Nice. How old? Ages, sexes, all that good stuff.
Yeah, my daughter is 7, and my son turns 12 just in a couple of days. Though he's like 12 going on or, you know, 11 going on like 35.
Yeah. That's a common thing with us. We get it. Except in my case, my daughter, my youngest is 10 going on 19, 20. And fun fact update, Nick, my 18-year-old, who's going to be 19 in just a couple of months.
Are you going to be a grandpa?
No.
Damn it.
Rare you get me off guard, brother. Rare you catch me off guard. Good one, man. Good one. No. You know what? Maybe for all I know, you know, but no, that's not where I was leading with. She, I think, has gone over the hump, bro. And it's coming back down to I love dad.
No way.
Yes.
It happens.
It happens.
So I got the rare phone call from my 18-year-old and she loves me. Like for that 2 seconds of the phone call. Yeah. Other than that, I haven't heard from her in a couple of weeks.
No, so. I don't hear from that often because she's super independent. But so yeah, Thomas, your little girl.
I've heard about this. I'm very, very aware of 13, this.
14 year old. All of a sudden it's what the hell happened? They know everything. Yeah. You know, nothing. They hate you. Nothing you do is right. And it's we've talked about it for years, and I'm starting to feel like it's gone over that, and she's coming back down, and smooth sailing. But then I got my youngest to look forward to that in a couple of years, but she still loves me too. So we are in like this perfect area right now, Nick, in my life, where all the kids are cool, except my son. Now he's, you know, what is he even talking about? You know?
Yeah.
So tell us, Thomas, it was 12 years ago, 12 and a half years ago, give or take. There was a fateful day. Maybe you got a phone call. Maybe someone came up to you and tugged you on the shoulder and said, hey, I got to tell you something. And you were told, hey, I'm pregnant. You're going to be a dad. Do you recall that day? What were the emotions?
I mean, at that point in time, I had been, you know, married for, from like my son was born in 2000. I got to do math now, man. I'm not waking up to do math. My son was born in 2011. And I got married in 2007. So I'd already been married for, you know, 4 years. And we had been, you know, it had been our intention to start a family. So it was more or less like, finally.
Right. So you found out. Was it a great day? Was it
the best day? I mean, my kids, you know, are my heartstring. They're everything to me. So yeah, both of those days were good when I found out that, you know, they were both on their way, so to speak.
Gotcha. Cool. Good stuff, man. For me, I've said it before on many of these episodes. For years, I thought I was shooting blanks, for lack of a better way to put it, because there was never a scare. There was never an anything. And it wasn't for a lack of trying. Trust me. And she came up to me and said, the day after my birthday, she says, I'm pregnant. She showed me a little stick and said, my first thing out of my mouth was, who else are you sleeping with?
For and, me, the first five was like, fuck.
The first five. Yeah. You know, Nick, by the way, Thomas, I'm he's like, got like he just had his what? It was 84th kid.
Something like that. Yeah. Yeah.
So you have a baseball team yet? What's going on?
We're close. We have size seven, so we're close.
So you have a basketball team.
He's got a basketball team.
Yeah.
And a bench.
It's weird because like the two new ones are like little short chubby kids. The other ones are tall. So I got like three. I got five that are four that are tall enough to play basketball. Three, I don't know.
How many do you need on the court to play have a basketball five. Team? You need five.
Yeah.
So you basically have four like four tall ones and a spud web. It's great.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, four and a half, we're good. Yeah.
Spud webs gets taller every second though. That is amazing. All right. So 12 years ago, were you in the room for the birth? How was that experience?
Yeah. I mean, that was a good experience. I remember actually it's written in People magazine, what transpired. So my son, it was a C-section. So my son came out and apparently he grabbed the doctor's tool as his, like one of his first things that he did. And the doctor said, oh, it looks like we've got a doctor in our midst.
That's good stuff.
He's like, wow. I got this. Give it to me.
He's just trying to, you know, I need to get out a little bit quicker, man. What if any, were there any challenges for you as a father with these kids when they were younger? Because we all have them.
No, I mean, I'm the youngest of seven. So I'm my mom's only kid, but I have a bunch of half siblings.
Right.
And they've all got kids. So I've been around, you know, my nephew is like 30, I think. So, I mean, when I was, you know, 10 or I guess, well, 10, like a 10 years old, maybe he's a little older than 30. I don't know. I've been changing diapers since nieces and nephews since I was like, you know, my son's age.
Right.
So for me, I kind of not like I didn't know everything to expect, but I kind of knew like, man, this is going to be a lot of work, but it's totally worth it. So I've coined the phrase and I didn't write this by any means, but I've coined the phrase that parenting is the most rewarding challenge. And I mean that for both. It's the biggest challenge, but it's also the biggest reward.
Absolutely. I bought a shirt at Walmart that said, dad, hardest job you've ever loved. And yeah, I mean, and I just admitted that I buy clothes at Walmart and I apologize.
It's all right, man.
I personally go a little more high class. I shop at Target.
And Target. Yeah. I was just saying, step up the game and go to Target.
There you go.
No. When it's high class, you have to raise the pinky and say Target.
Target. Well, they don't carry all there. Nick,
Yo.
You know what? I'm going to do it. I don't know if it's working, Thomas. I have to. He's got this background going on, as you can see. And it literally, it's telling me, scan me. So I'm going to literally scan me in the midst.
I'll move out of the way.
In the midst. Okay. And we're going to, okay, we've scanned. All right, here we go.
Oh, you got to watch the show. It's so good.
Oh, and it takes you right to the Under Evie show? Underdeveloped. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It should be the link tree.
Yeah, yeah, link tree. Watch then, Tubi, Insta, Twitter, Facebook.
I wonder if there's a link directly to Tubi. I realize as you're doing this, I'm like, I probably should add a link.
There is. Watch on Tubi. Here.
There you go. Perfect. Boom. So you can watch the whole first season on Tubi. Currently, just the pilots on Freevee and Prime. And they're putting up the rest of the episodes soon. Supposedly, there's an issue with the subtitling, which apparently Tubi didn't have an issue with it because they uploaded the same files. I'm not going to really get into that, but eventually.
Right, it's there. Is that Tom Arnold I see peeking over your shoulder?
I know. We need to get Tom back on the show, too.
So you know Tom, Thomas.
I do. I've known Tom for about 20 years. And in fact, I know your last guest, AJ Buckley, the mid-90s.
Wow. See, small world.
Very small world indeed.
Man, Nick, I've been saying, man, with all the connections and all the people we've met in all facets of life, whether it be TV, whether it be movies, whether it be sports, fighting, you know, whatever the case, when are we going to get that hookup to where one of these guys calls us, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, Thomas, where there's a scene in one of these episodes of some, whether it be film, TV, movie, whatever, where there's a podcast in the show, right? And they need to, you know, we could be background. I don't even care. And there's the Dadcast boys doing their podcast. I think
we need a revival of One Tree Hill because all those kids were like really fucked up and shitty parents. And then we could be like the voice of reason.
I hate to break this to you, but you know, we might be like on Zoom right now.
Right.
And I'm sure that we'll see this, you know, in places.
Yeah.
But it is a podcast.
Yes.
It's meant to be heard, not to be seen.
This is no. You know, I will take the Pepsi challenge with you, Thomas, on this one. In that case, it is called a
vidcast.
I don't want to say vlog because vlogging is something completely separate, but you know, maybe we just start coining this because most podcasts have a video element to them these days, at least the good ones, right?
But when you download the podcast from like, you know, like Apple or whatever to your car, you're just listening.
Yeah, yeah. So everyone listening to this on Apple Podcasts right now, you really should finish it and then go home and watch it on the YouTube or wherever else you get your videos because Thomas is looking great and you got to do the scan me like I did. Okay.
I was gonna say you can't scan me from the audio podcast.
Exactly. So you know maybe we'll put a link underneath. Who knows? But wow, man. See, off the rails. We're 12 minutes in, Thomas, and I told you.
And even more off the rails, I'm trying to grow my hair like Thomas is, dude. Like it's taking a lot longer than I thought it would.
Okay, but he's got luscious locks.
I'm just to that point though. Like this is like I go through these phases where I'm like, I'm gonna grow my hair out. And I'm at that point now where I'm like, do I keep going or is it time to just go back?
You're at the point where it's starting to be really annoying and right. Cause I've grown my hair out and it's like, if you get past the next few months, then you're good. But then if you cut it, you might regret it.
All the way down to my shoulders during the panty.
Is that how you refer to it?
That's how I refer to it right now. I'm tired of saying lockdown. I'm tired of, you know, I'm tired of even talking about it, but it seems to like make its way into most conversations. But right when my son booked old and we went to the Dominican, which was like November, that was only like November of 2020.
Right.
I already had my hair. It was like down to my shoulders.
Dang. Nick, you got some work. Yeah. You take the hat off. Show him. Okay. But he's balding. It's super thin. You know what I mean? It's like, it's.
I got like the old man comb over.
Your valiant effort, man.
Yeah.
Valiant. Well, I'm starting to get the horns too, but
I was talking to Ben Carey. So Ben Carey's hair is balding like mine. It's getting thinner. And his hair's down.
Ben, don't listen to him. You're not balding. You're a beautiful man and we love you.
Are we talking about Ben Carey from like Elvis Monroe, Ben Carey?
Oh yes. Yeah.
Lifehouse Ben Carey.
Yeah,
they know.
Another friend of mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you still?
Ben and Brian are good buddies of ours. Brian actually co-hosts the podcast with us quite often.
Yeah.
Oh, no way.
He happens to have COVID right now. So he is.
What?
Yeah. He's not feeling so hot. Hold on just a second. Let's see how he's doing.
You're going to call freaking. All right. This ought to be fun. You know what? I should call him too. Thomas, let's do you have Ben? Do you have his number?
I have his number. Yeah. Let's
call. Nick, hang up. Stop. Let's see who he answers first. My money is on Thomas. Let's go. This is something we've never done on the podcast. This is great. So everyone get ready. I will let you know when to dial.
Wait, okay. I'm ready. Did you already dial?
No, I did not. I got to find him. Oh man. All these damn contacts. What happens when you get
three phone calls at once? One of us is going straight to voicemail.
Right. Okay. So I'm going to FaceTime him.
Okay.
Okay. When you guys are ready on the count of three, is everyone ready?
Yeah. Yeah,
one, two, three, go.
Hey, good. There's no information there. Just put up Brian's number on the on the video.
Oh, mine says FaceTime video.
So mine says FaceTime. It's all good. Whoa, is he gonna just put us all to voicemail?
Yeah, I think I'm getting.
Well, this dude is sick, man.
He has COVID. He's not dying.
Or he's freaking out right now because he doesn't know what to answer.
You reach Brian.
Okay.
Should I leave him a message?
Yeah, yes, absolutely. Okay. Say you're on with JP and Nick, and we were just totally messing with you.
It's a long voicemail, Brian.
At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up.
Isn't this exciting podcast stuff?
Yes, man. It's never been done before.
Brian, what's up, man? I'm on Dadcast with JP and Nick. We all called you at once. We hope you feel better and you're not doing too bad. We'll see you on the other side. I'll be in Vegas this weekend for When We Were Young Fest. I got a couple side shows. So maybe, I guess I won't run into you if you're on the DL. But
but if you are feeling better, you should have him on Hero's Journey. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. All right.
All right. Later, brother.
All right. That was fun. Let's get... Man, wow. Small world. So all the people
that's the biggest tangent I think I've ever done during a podcast ever. So
right? Have you done a lot of podcasts, Thomas?
I haven't done too many. It's hard to say because when I do promotional tours now,
right,
with obviously the Zoom feature, I can't, my brain and memory can't tell the difference if I'm right, into a TV show in Ohio or if I'm doing a podcast. Zoom is Zoom, and it's just just this weird new thing that's integrated into our lives, right?
Yeah. Well, new since the panty, you know what I mean? And speaking of panty, I know you said you hate talking about it, but here we're going to talk about it because
of course we are. We're always going to talk about it.
It's a perfect segue, but I want to include the kids. How did you and your family navigate that whole year when it came to the kids in school? Was it like everyone else in America, or was it different for you guys? How did it go?
I mean, it was like everyone else. It sucked in one regard. Like my son obviously spent a ton of time, on his iPad, zooming in or Microsoft Teamsing into his classroom. Yeah. But he was in third grade. My daughter, it wasn't the same. And so it really, really sucked for her. She had just started preschool.
Mm.
She's about 4 years younger than my son. Or just a little bit more than. So she had gone for a month and then lockdown happened. She tried to zoom in, but she barely even got to meet the other kids.
Yeah.
So it was just am I going to have my daughter watching, the teacher and the other kid? It just wasn't very interactive. It was better to just do learning activities at home with us.
Yeah.
But that also meant that she, when she did start kindergarten the next year, it was like starting preschool.
Yeah.
Or starting kindergarten with no preschool education. I don't know.
Yeah. That whole social interaction was just
the social thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. God, they're still,
he's good now though. I mean, now everything's, flying with colors. So she's in second grade and really starting to excel at some of the things that, that she got kind of behind the eight ball on, as far as
yeah,
you know, schoolwork, especially, you know, certain subjects. But now she's kind of overcoming that and everything's good.
Your son, 12 years old, almost, has he pulled the "my dad is a famous movie star / musician" card on you yet? In any form or fashion, like, you know,
pulled that card on me?
Yeah, no, pulled it like with his friends, you know, or
no, because outside of the fact that, you know, he doesn't even pull that card for himself, being that he's the main kid in the M. Night movie Old, you know, so he wouldn't, and he kind of knows.
So, dad pulling the card then with his son?
No, I don't pull that card. That's not in my Uno deck, JP.
I did not know that. I have to look this up. So he was the main kid in Old.
Yeah, he's also Tom Arnold's son in Underdeveloped.
Okay.
So yeah, he's following in my footsteps.
Dude, that is so awesome, man. That is.
So in about 4.5 years, when they hit him up for an American Pie sequel, are you going to let him be in it?
He's going to be his son in the movie.
Is he going to bang Stifler's mom is what I want to know.
No, because he wouldn't be that kid. Currently, my current pitch is to have him play Henry's son in a long-awaited Rookie of the Year sequel. Yes.
Oh, love that.
He's just about to turn 12.
Right.
So when I had shot Rookie of the Year, I was about 12 and a half. So I've got 6 months to put it together. That's it.
All jokes aside, is this something you maybe seriously thought about?
I seriously thought about it. I pitched it to one of the original producers in about 2016.
Yeah.
For a second, Fox almost made a reboot. So just to clarify, people say, you know, do a sequel or a reboot. Let's understand something about the difference between the two. A sequel involves the original cast.
Yes.
A reboot is none of the original cast, with potentially some sorry cameo from one original cast member.
Right. Yeah.
I don't say sorry. A minor cameo, just to be like pay homage to that.
Right.
Similar to like Little Mermaid, they had the voice actress, you know, cameo in it for a brief moment.
Right. For the record, executives, we do not want a reboot where Thomas Ian Nicholas is the hot dog vendor in the stands. Okay. No, we want sequel. Okay.
So I pitched, you know, having my son play Henry's son.
Yeah.
And then they almost did a reboot, but then Disney bought Fox. So now I don't really know the new heads over there and like who to talk to, or if maybe with the nostalgia basis and streaming, and this isn't really like a Marvel film, so maybe it would be a Disney Plus production.
Yeah.
But I don't know anyone there. So,
dude, I don't know about you, but I mean, personally, I mean, we're all bred from the same cloth as far as age is concerned and everything. That movie, of course, The American Pies, in, you know, late 90s, early 2000s, those, I think it would do well. I really think a reboot of
Rookie of the Year. Turns out we actually do know somebody that works with Disney Plus that works with us.
So. And he's a children's works agent. With the kids in Disney. He's an agent. So I think off the air, you guys, maybe, you know, you too, even I'll help. But let's smash the heads together and at least get a meeting, Nick.
Yeah,
with him and Thomas and hell, yeah. I just want to be invited to the premiere. Yeah. Hell no. I want to be the hot dog vendor.
See, I thought it would be cool because like you could have Amy Morton in it. So Henry's still there, but I thought it would be fun because there's such a powerful nature to like, you know, showing women in positions of power. I thought it would be funny to like make the Jack Bradfield character like Henry's girlfriend, who's like pushing the whole major league thing. And Henry's saying, no, I chose to be a kid and left the game. So I don't want to put my son through that and have him sacrifice like his time with his friends. But then maybe the girlfriend's like pushes for it and is managing. I also thought like, and I don't know much about sports. Is there a position that Henry Senior, me, could take that winds up that you could somehow like end up with both father and son on the field together for like the final game?
Pitching coach.
Could the pitching coach
They have to come out and talk.
Is there a position like if you were like one player short and you were going to forfeit the game, could you actually pull anyone in from management? Is that like a rule that exists in baseball?
This is Hollywood, baby. You make that rule.
So that just like people give us crap for, the hit ball trick and balking on there on the mound.
I think, there's like a designated hitter or something, Henry's been in, he's been with the club and he's never got that shot, but he's always been on the list and available at any point in time. And then, a crazy circumstance of events happened where, okay, we need to call him up and there he is. And you pull like a Wild Thing, Charlie Sheen, and come out and this movie needs to happen. All right. How about your daughter? Is she interested in acting? Have you gotten her involved with her?
Well, both my kids take piano lessons. My daughter is an amazing artist. And I say this because my cousin, who does like 20, 30 foot murals on sides of buildings in Rochester, she's got 20 of them there in Rochester, New York. She's noted some very interesting things about my daughter's artistic, instincts. Especially with her outlining at such a young age, that she really has an eye for it and a talent for it. So now she's also in music classes, and I think she's kind of wants to learn the drums. And she's also saying that she is interested in acting, so I might put her in some acting classes so she can, just go and play around with it and see if she really enjoys it. You know what I mean? Because any of those things in the art for my kids, I always try to make it not like a, you better do this right kind of, it's more like, go have fun. If you enjoy it, then go and unleash that creativity and get out all those like life stresses and school stresses through your creative mind and whatever those talents are that you enjoy,
That's amazing, man. My baby girl, sorry, Nick, you got something? I'm doing it again, dude. For the record, Thomas, Nick, it's been a going thing for 3 years now on the podcast. If he gets 10% talking time in an episode, we're proud of him. Anytime I hear like a little, I got to stop and make sure he's got something.
It's like you got to talk over each other. You don't know when to jump in. Like these in-person ones are a lot easier because you can actually like kind of see the mannerisms, what's going on with Zoom. Yeah.
You got to a bunch of pregnant pauses. We did a Father's Day episode where there's so many of these boxes on the screen, Thomas, that I'm telling freaking like A-list actors and athletes at the beginning of this thing. I'm like, all right, guys, so if you want to talk, hold your hand up. And it ended up working all right. But dude, I'm like, who the fuck am I to be telling people to?
Isn't there a way to like raise your hand in Zoom? I think I remember that.
There's probably something, but there it is.
Oh, look at that.
How do we switch? What happened?
I raised my hand in Zoom.
Oh, and it puts you over there.
Yeah, because you're like, awesome. Hey, I got to say something now.
There it is.
My turn. I'm holding the conch shell.
There it is. You know what that means when it comes to editing this damn episode now? I got to mark timestamp. Really. 27 minutes. I got to do some shit. Okay. All right. Gotcha.
See, now I've just hipped you, Nick. If you want to say something, just go to the bottom thing. To the little reactions and click raise your hand.
Yeah. And what is enable AI companion? I shouldn't be doing this in the middle of an episode. I'm just going to leave it alone. Yeah. I've got it says AI companion in the bottom center of my screen. Should I hit it and see what happens, you guys?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do it.
Here we go. Enable it in 3, 2, 1. AI companion is on. It uses AI technology, which may include third party. Hosts and participants can ask questions.
Oh, you're reading it? I just clicked yes.
And answers are generated from the temporary meeting transcript. Zoom does not use any audio, blah, blah, blah. Got it. Okay.
So it didn't do anything.
Well, there's a little screen up here. Catch me up. Here are some things you can try. Catch me up.
I thought it was going to be like.
Not enough conversation has happened. Oh, probably because we just kicked it on.
Right. I was thinking it would be like the Haunted Mansion at Disneyland where we just get like a ride companion.
Dude, that would be awesome. Yeah, they follow you home. Oh, off the rails. It's been a while since we've done a podcast, but dude, I'm glad you're a good sport. I'm having a good time here. Nick, have you by any chance?
To do that stuff.
What?
Like, Now I'm glad we found out about reactions. That's awesome.
Dude, that's been there since the beginning, my friend.
I know. I feel like when I learn new things from my three-year-old, like it's really cool. Right?
I only know that's there because they used that feature in my son's class when they were doing virtual learning.
That actually makes a lot of sense.
All right. Boy, gosh, this just went juvenile.
You need a middle finger one. So every time JP does something like I don't like, I just be like, fuck you.
You just do it normally, just like that.
I know. Wait, how do you turn it off?
I don't know.
Now that it's on, it's just on.
It's just going to stay there forever.
I think it has to run its course, man. It needs to run its course. And for everyone listening to this on audio, I apologize. I apologize.
Good luck understanding what we're doing. Yeah.
This is why you have to go back and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Yes. Don't be stupid. Just do it.
Don't call our listeners stupid, my friend. I didn't call them stupid.
I said, don't be stupid. It reminds me of
I didn't call you a bitch. I said you were being bitchy. You know,
it's a touchy situation. Usually
you got to think about something, Nick. How many listeners do you have versus YouTube subscribers and views? So you just called all the people that aren't a part of those numbers stupid. He's right. I apologize on Nick's behalf.
Thank you, Thomas. Sorry.
I don't understand the algorithms. I just book people like Thomas to make me feel stupid. All right.
And it only takes a year and a half to book me. So, you know,
right? That's right. It wasn't worth it, Nick. Huh?
Buddy? It was. I feel stupid. He succeeded. Hey, real quick, though. Speaking of going off the rails, you're going to be out in Grants Pass in April. Hopefully everything works out with that and we're good to go. We need to get Jarrett out from Bowling for Soup to do his acoustic thing.
I don't know if it'll be possible because they are just railing it right now.
I know. He said he's like through like 2025 or some shit. And I'm like,
damn. Yeah. But we also have, we've only done one show, but we have the Tom and Jarrett show, which is both of us acoustic, though we did it in Hawaii. And the joke was we should only do vacation destinations because we basically turned it like one acoustic show into like a 5-day getaway.
Nice. Well, it turns out Grants Pass is a great vacation destination. There's that's about it.
Does April is it tropical weather in Grants Pass in April?
No, well, it's actually usually pretty nice. It's like, you know, 72 degrees. You can't go to the parks here, so that's an out.
It's Oregon, so April is like it could be like kick ass, but most likely it'll be fourth winter.
Yeah, we got 5 inches of snow. We could go snowboarding downtown Grants Pass. That'd be cool.
You're saying this, and it just made me think of course, I saw the greatest meme for the Oregon Trail.
We're talking the actual trail or the video game?
The video game.
Okay, yeah.
And it was like, Terry, you know, like, what's the matter with your shirt? And then the next screen was, you died from dysentery.
Yes, dysentery. Oh, we got the dad jokes, yo.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. So, Thomas, I used to work in radio. That's where this wonderful voice came from. And one of my... things I did anytime we had a guest to come on was called the Fast Fives, a little segment we did on the radio. Five quick questions, totally disregard not important questions, but sometimes they can be. And I gave that role to Nick for the podcast. With that being said, Nick, have you put together a Fast Five?
Say you obviously didn't take the hint that I didn't do a Fast Five.
Oh, there was a hint? Did you catch the hint, Thomas?
I went off the rails. We talked about Bowling for Soup. We talked about concert.
Oh, okay. So you did not put together a Fast Five.
We'll just come
literally the only quick thing you're supposed to do in this podcast is put together a Fast Five. You had a year and a half and you didn't do it. Okay, cool.
What you really should have done is when he said, hey, we do this thing called the Fast Five, you should have been like, listen,
disconnect.
I should have just passed out. Like, oh,
fuck.
Right. I got the Fast Five for you right here.
That he had a negative stamp
go to sleep.
On the corner of his screen there. So, like a no, you know, the Ghostbusters thing with a cross through it.
That.
Yeah, I guess he didn't like that.
Okay, I can come up with one real quick.
Okay, well,
question number one.
Okay.
You can have a billboard with anything on it. What would it be and why?
A billboard with anything on it? I probably, well, at this point I'd put up a billboard for my TV series. So okay. That, you know, we is get it, some it, some
isn't
some
it bigger already there? Like right there?
Yeah. Like a billboard, like what's behind me. If you're watching on YouTube for Dadcast, if you've subscribed, then you will see that there is a billboard, but I mean like an actual billboard.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, got it. Nick, and this is, you know, I think we should do something along the lines that he did here. Put a banner up, get one made, Nick, with a QR code scanner, but it takes you directly to your OnlyFans page, Nick.
Yes, that think? Would be awesome. I need, because I'm broke and...
Yeah,
I don't know, man. I've tried to push the OnlyFans thing on like every social media platform. Shit, we have 500,000 followers, and not one of them went to the OnlyFans site.
No, because they're supposed to go to Lonely Fans. Remember?
Oh fuck! Oops, my bad.
All right, question two, Nick.
Do you have an OnlyFans?
No.
Question two. What is your favorite meal to cook for your kids?
I have this, well, there's three go-to meals. So the first one that I've been doing like once a week since we incepted it, they've dubbed it Christmas chicken. I just made it last night.
I'm intrigued. Okay.
It mainly got dubbed Christmas chicken because the first time we made it was on Christmas. But it's a balsamic glazed baked chicken. You know, like bone in, skin on, but then you get that like crispy skin, with that balsamic glaze on there. And then it's just the sides are like, you know, sweet potatoes and green beans. But for some reason they just love this meal. So I make it almost once a week, as long as I'm, you know, not traveling too much. Sometimes I miss it.
Love that. I was thinking there'd be like candy canes in there. I'm like, how's this going to work out? All right, Nick, three.
What is your favorite venue to play at?
You know, for the longest time, which I haven't done it for a while, the Viper Room in Los Angeles.
Ooh, man. See, I grew up in SoCal. So that's my stomping grounds right there.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've been playing there since probably 2010, but I'm overdue. Like I usually just play like now one or two shows in LA. But I have in the last few years started playing the Whiskey instead. Just to, you know, but I still... The Viper Room is a little bit more intimate. It has this factor of like, yeah, that's my favorite venue to play.
The Viper Room is freaking amazing. I got
your pet Roxy
once, and I got my microphone and my song recorder stolen.
Oh, okay. That's not surprising.
Yeah. Well, they have that. They're the only venue that has the proper like side loadout.
Yep.
You know, versus like an actual garage door.
Yeah.
So that's probably why I got my stuff stolen, because they have that side door and I left my bag on the front of the stage, my satchel.
Nick, my man. Question four.
Question four. What's your favorite city to play in overseas? I noticed you play a lot overseas, basically.
It's a very, very small place, actually. It's called Merthyr Tydfil and it's in Wales.
Nice.
I've been playing there since probably, 2014, I think, was the first time there. I mean, my very first show in the UK was in Wales. It was in Cardiff, but that was a whole different story, because that promoter of that tour is, I think, still in jail. But
tune in for part two for that story.
But Merthyr, I'm friends with this guy there named George. He's actually from Portugal, and so his wife Fatima makes this amazing peri peri chicken, and it's just like everyone's always down to have a good time in Merthyr. So, and people are always surprised because it's such a small town that I play there, but I was even just there in August. So I love playing that spot.
Nice.
Do you have a five, Nick?
I'm working on five.
Okay. Then while you're working on that, I have a question for you.
I got it. Hold on. I got it. I'm there. Just shush. What got you into music? Being an actor for so long, like you kind of switched it up and.
Yeah. I mean, music for me started when I was about 14. It was mainly like I had grown up listening to my mom's collection of classic rock. And I remember when I did Rookie of the Year, they gave us all a Walkman as like a little present, like me and the two friends, Patrick and Robert. And then they gave us a couple of like cassette tapes. And that was when it was like I had my own music to listen to that wasn't from my mom's collection. And so that's when I started collecting music. So I was, you know, 12, 13. But when I was 14, I remember that was the year that like I was listening to Nirvana and Green Day, but Kurt Cobain died. And there was this kid in my junior high school that he was a total slacker, but he was in a band. And he did a week of silence at school that week. And he got sent to the principal's office like almost every class that entire week. And he just didn't say a word. And it was sort of just this powerful message of like what it meant to him that Kurt Cobain was dead. And I remember like just being aware of like music having such an impact and songs having an impact that's kind of like beyond just digging the tunes, but what it means to us. And I kind of just noticed that there was this guitar in the corner of the apartment where I lived with my mom that had been there my entire life. It was my mom's like guitar. And I just kind of suddenly noticed it. And at the same time, my buddy was starting, one of my friends that I didn't go to school with started playing guitar. And we just started learning like Nirvana and Green Day tunes. And his dad showed me some chords. Actually, no, I take that back. I didn't get that book right away. So my friend's dad showed me some chords. And the first song I learned how to play on guitar was If by Bread.
Hey, you got to start somewhere, man.
I recently learned that If is like a big, I guess, inspiration for Radiohead. Which I didn't know. So I was always embarrassed to kind of like say like that was my first song. I wanted to be cool and be like, I learned Stairway to Heaven because I saw it in Wayne's World.
Right. Which
that was like one of the first five songs I learned. But still, I was embarrassed to say. Then I learned that like Radiohead was inspired by them. I was like, you know what? I should just tell the truth. The truth is maybe stranger than fiction, but it's always better. Right.
100%. Absolutely. All right. So you can... You get off this podcast and you have a choice. I don't know how or why this would ever come about, but you can only spend the rest of your life as an actor or musician. Which do you pick?
If that's the case, then I just stay on the podcast forever so I can keep doing both.
Nope. You got to pick one, man.
No way, dude.
Okay.
Not gonna happen.
That's not an answer. That's the answer. He cannot choose between the two. That's passion, my friends.
Now I'm
that's
inspired passion. By his answer and your question. We should see if we can do a podcast longer than Joe Rogan's podcast.
What, you want to spend 3.5 hours with him today?
Let's do it. Let's talk about, I need to go pee, but let's do it. Let's talk about absolutely nothing and see what we can accomplish in 3.5, 4, 5 hours. I don't know.
How about
I'll just switch to my phone so I can like, you know, actually get some stuff done.
I am 100% on board with that idea for a part two episode. Okay. Papa has got his son's final football game to go to in today. So got plans. So you can't just throw that on me last second there, Nick. And, you know, I'm sure Thomas has got stuff going on today too, as well.
I have a lot of shit to do today too.
And you're going to pass out anyway at any moment.
No, so I'm good. I'm actually really good right now.
I know you, man, Thomas. I can't even this last episode. You should, when we're done, go to YouTube, look at the last episode with AJ and fast forward till you're going to see a screen disappear and then back up about a minute from that point forward. Just watch it. We honestly thought that his screen froze because it just pulled one of those. And I'm like, that's totally normal, right? Totally normal. This happens all the time with the internet connections and whatnot. And then I kept saying something. And then I look a little bit closer and I could see he's breathing. I'm like, oh shit. And so I had to play it off. We're like literally recording this live. And then all of a sudden he pops to life and like nothing ever happened. And it was so extremely awkward. Probably like how it is right now for you right now. And Anyway,
at least you can see him breathing and you didn't think he was dead.
But I didn't know. And I even said that. I'm like, did he die? Making a joke. And for all I know at the time, the fucking guy did die, you know? And AJ and I were just like, this is so bizarre, you know? How do we got to be professional?
I felt so bad. I was so embarrassed. Like, AJ texted me the next morning just to make sure it was okay. And I'm like, dude, I'm so sorry. I am so embarrassed. Like,
but I'm gonna text AJ right now and be like, dude, I'm doing the dad cast and Nick totally passed out.
Nick just fell over.
Just tell him JP started talking about vacations. Like, that's the last thing I remember. JP is told a vacation story.
Like, this vacation story sucks.
That's a good question. We'll get to that one later. But yeah, Nick, good job, man. I've been keeping an eyeball on you. Normally, you know, I got these three screens and this giant screen in front of me, and I'll if Thomas is talking, I'll I'm looking at his screen and I won't pay attention to you, but I bet you in this episode, you can see my eyes darting back and forth.
No, it's weird. Like, since I switched my blood pressure meds, like, and my blood pressure came down, I haven't had an episode like that where, like, I was passing out in the car. Apparently I had no idea.
Not while driving, right?
No. My wife would like look over and I'd be like completely passed out. And a couple minutes later, I'd be like, oh, I'm good.
Yeah. It's bizarre. All right. Let's get back to it. Weird. Thomas, you can play a show with any artist, living or Dave Grohl, dead,
Foo Fighters.
Who you haven't already played with. Who's it going to be?
Dave Grohl, Foo Fighters.
Okay, I just get the question out. Apparently, you've been asked that one before.
No, but you said any artist, and I was just like, and play a show with, and I was in.
All right.
If that happens, dude, text me because I want to be there. I love Dave. Like, that would be amazing.
In part two to that question, you could play a show with any band, living or dead, that is not the Foo Fighters. Who is it going to be? Living or dead, okay, in the history of the world.
Man. John Lennon.
Good answer. All right.
Love that. He died the year I was born, so. And obviously, that's one of, you know. As most people, are influenced heavily by the Beatles. But,
love that. Nick, did you come up with a number five or did you ask it?
Wait, that was the five. Is the how did I start playing music?
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. I don't know.
Maybe you should pay attention. Stop talking.
All right. I mean, Nick. Have at it.
Listen, JP, why don't you just have a nap? Nick and I got this.
There you go. Yeah.
Literally what happened. So
now everybody
scary.
Has to go to the YouTube channel, subscribe, and see what the hell we're talking about.
Yeah, to everyone, it's one episode ago. Number 125 with AJ Buckley. See Nick die on screen. Exactly. But he miraculously came right back to life.
So are you guys going to do another American Pie movie? Yes, I'm going to ask question number six. Is there going to be another American Pie movie?
So they had Reunion. So what?
Reunion was great.
Yeah, comes next in the circle of life? Like American Pie Funeral?
If they wait long enough, it'll be American Geriatrics. Yeah, you know, the thing about it is, we did American Reunion actually 11 years ago now. Shot it in 2011, came out 2012. There was talks about doing something like the next year, but then that kind of disappeared almost immediately. So I know what that pitch was. Sort of loosely from John and Hayden. They had kind of this idea of like American Pie meets The Hangover. Stifler's mom and Jim's dad get married. Jim's the best man. And of course, Stifler would be the matron of honor. And then he would, of course, overstep Jim as the best man plans for the bachelor party. And that's how you end up with, us in Vegas.
Okay.
So then it's The Hangover meets American Pie. There was a moment where Universal was circling the idea back in 2021, but they didn't come to terms with, the creator and the producers on the deal points. So there's not really much to tell you right now with a five. I think the only thing I could say is I think all of us as the cast would be, open to it. And we'd all love to, hang out with each other again. I think it's really about Universal coming to the table. But right now, SAG's still on strike. So
yeah, that was going to be my next question.
But WGA is out of it. So, I mean, Universal could go back and negotiate with Adam Herz again. They could come to terms on a deal, but that's where it starts. You know,
has the strike affected you personally?
I mean, I'm a supporter of fair wages. Underdeveloped, we kind of, I pointed the wrong way this way.
It's hard to do it on these Zoom things. I know.
Yeah. So, well, this is not like a fake background. These are real banners.
Real. So, this is my studio.
It's a nice looking studio.
Yeah, it is.
Underdeveloped actually toys around with that sort of thing. We make fun of all of the pitfalls of the work environment, like inequality of pay and favoritism, nepotism, racism. I'm a big supporter of that, namely for the people that, are a part of the process that need that. I mean, obviously I'm fortunate in the sense that I've got my music career. So I've been able to kind of lean into that with my new record deal, and I'm working on my seventh album right now. So that's been kind of the saving grace for me. So yes, it's affected me personally, but I've kind of just pivoted.
Right. Good stuff.
And we got the waiver for Underdeveloped, so we were able to still release the show during the strike. Hopefully this thing just kind of figures itself out and ends finally.
Yeah, my kid, he's walking through the hallway the other day, and I heard him talking to his sister, and raise an eyebrow. He's like, "Did you know, Avery?" That's the little girl. "We're not going to be able to go to the movies till like 2026. And I'm like, so I yelled at him, like, "What are you talking about?" He's like, "The strike, they're not making movies. And if they're not making movies, it's going to take them a year to make a movie. That means we can't watch it till 26. And I said, "Your logic is not entirely off, but I think we're going to be okay, kid. You know, I think
we're going to." Remember when we were kids, dude? Like, you would get like maybe two or three movies a year, and then like they start promoting a movie, and then you'd have to wait for like a year and a half to see it. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. It's just, they get to kind of live what we lived. That's all.
Yeah. The process is definitely, it takes a while. I mean, I've had some of my projects have taken like 5 years from stem to stern. Underdeveloped was actually a quick one for us. We shot it and it was out completed in less than a year.
That's amazing.
So for an independent production, that was
all tough. About Underdeveloped. We're getting near the end of the time here, and I've got the most important question I like to ask coming up. But before let's tell the world about Underdeveloped, man.
There's actually the show itself is a mockumentary. So if you liked The Office, then you will definitely dig Underdeveloped. You don't have to understand how to make a movie to understand, even though the show is in a production office and we're producers, it's not like inside baseball. And again, we are making fun of poignant topics. You can see it right in the trailer. My character, Joe, is, ready to get his promotion he believes is well-deserved, that he's worked hard for. And Tom Arnold hires his brother-in-law to take the position, who has no experience whatsoever, because his wife said, "Either hire him or I won't sleep with you anymore."
Yeah.
So we just and we got other moments. There's another moment where like we raised $7 million for a film, and Tom Arnold's character, our boss, says, "Great, that's $5 million to me, $1 million to the main actor, and then $1 million for you to go make the movie." It's also a lot of fun to work with my son in a different capacity, because he plays a character very opposite of himself. And so we got to, be in a lot of scenes together, not playing father and son. So that was quite an enjoyable time for me. And then the show itself, you can watch on Tubi the whole season. As I mentioned, the pilot's on Freevee and Prime. We just got picked up for like three things. I don't even know if I'm allowed to talk about it yet, but I'm going to tell you anyway. If you're a Verizon user, we're going to be at some point going on Ubiquiti. So that's basically their proprietary like movie watching program app right. thing. Will be coming out on cable at some point. So like, if you don't want to stream your shows, you can wait till we're on terrestrial cable. And then also in January, I believe we'll be on Blu-ray in like Walmarts and Targets. So when you're shopping through your church, AP,
still doing it.
Blu-ray of Underdeveloped.
I was kidding. I don't shop. Okay. I totally got this shirt at Walmart, by the way. But it, I mean, how could you not? Come on. I mean,
it's an awesome shirt.
Of all the shirts you can buy, I mean, this, I don't care where it is. This is the shirt you can buy.
I don't know. They have a pretty dope Snoop Dogg one. I think I'm going to go get it.
So everyone, check out Underdeveloped, man. It's going to, and don't wait for cable. Come on. That's like, that's like AM FM radio these days. It's still there, but you know, there's so many other options.
All right. I have one last question.
And to every AM FM station that maybe consider hiring me in the future, I'm totally kidding.
I have one last question. What are your thoughts on the use of AI in movies? I know that's like a big thing with the strike is people using AI, using their likeness and
deep fakes.
Yeah. I don't really have a problem with using technology. I think the problem lies in the lack of compensation for using someone's likeness in any capacity. I mean, if I've got to license a song for a film and pay the synchronization license fee and negotiate that with the publishers and the, you know, and whoever owns the masters, why would a likeness of a person be any different?
Yeah.
Right. So again, I'm not afraid of the technology of utilizing, you know, AI in any capacity, but again, you know, it's the idea of who, I mean, you at least got to pay the person who hit, you know, who clicked go.
Yeah, right? There's the answer.
We're going to start paying computers?
Well, it's like with everything. You've got your self-checkout lines. You're not paying someone who normally had a job to check you out at the grocery store. You've got
That's the funny thing. When you do a self-checkout and then it asks you if you want to leave a tip.
Yeah, it's like, what?
Do I get to tip myself?
Are you going to pay me back $3? How does that work? We talked about Underdeveloped. We talked about being dads. You mentioned earlier about the We Are Young tour happening in Vegas coming up this weekend, I believe. I want to touch on that real quick. The band, is it the Thomas Nicholas Band or is it Thomas Ian Nicholas Band?
That's why it's
TNB.
TNB. No, I.
Okay.
But it's all sorts of confusing because my handle on social media is Tin Band.
Right.
Mainly because my name's too long. And because if you try to make that a social media handle, it becomes Thomas Ian Nicola. And that's about as right. far as it can go.
So tell us, what are you doing for the We Are Young tour?
For the When We Were Young festival, I am playing two official sideshows. At the Brooklyn Bowl with my friends from Emo Night Brooklyn. Okay. And so when I do my DJ sets, I play a couple of songs live as well. And then, you know, press play on some things. So my new single drops tomorrow, which is the Thursday before When We Were Young Fest. So what my plan is at my shows Saturday and Sunday is I'm going to play a couple of acoustic songs. And then I'm going to unleash the brand new single, you know, to the, you know, 3,000 or so people that'll be there at the shows to kind of celebrate the release of the song. And I'm also, no one knows this, that's there. I'm going to be shooting some behind the scenes or some footage for my music video. I'm doing a Hangover parody for the music video for Tomorrow's Gonna Hurt.
Nah, I love it. And you're going to be in Vegas. So when are you leaving? Yeah. I mean, what are you getting on a plane tonight, tomorrow?
Well, my son's birthday is on Friday. And I know that Jarrett is playing the Charity Bomb show also at the Brooklyn Bowl as a sideshow. So it's going to be, I think, the Strange 80s band, which is like a, you know, a super band of like people from other bands playing 80s tunes. And then Plain White Tees, the Broken Hero band, which is Matt Cutchalls from Emo's Not Dead. Bowling for Soup and Sum 41. So I'm going to get there a little late for it because my son, it's his birthday. So we're going to go to dinner and then I'm going to catch a plane after dinner because I'm not going to miss his dinner. I mean, I love Jarrett, but I'm not going to miss his dinner just to go to Vegas to like hang out with my friends.
Cool. All right. So that's this weekend, Nick.
We should jump on a plane tomorrow,
bro. No. I got the Tesla. It's right there. There's no gas. It's a 12 hours. You in?
Oh, maybe.
Think about it. I will take our happy asses directly to Vegas. You know I will. I'll comp us a room. We'll be all good. Where are you staying at, by the way? Wink, wink, nudge.
I'm not sure because I think the Emo Night Brooklyn crew got an Airbnb somewhere. They haven't given me the address yet.
Oh, nice. Smart. Staying away from the casinos.
Do you have a guitar with you right now? Do you want to like play a song for us? Like the new song would be kind of cool.
I could play the new song, yeah.
Really? We got $5. Yeah, I didn't have the balls to ask that. That's Nick for you.
Yeah, I don't leave home without my balls.
Well, you know, being that there's 15 seconds left. Down. Okay. Oh, dude, I'm excited. All right.
Do we need to extend the meeting out or are we good?
No, we're fine.
Okay.
There we go. So you can see the guitar a little bit. All right. I got to remember the chords. Is that right? Yeah, that's it. Overslept too late, I was on my way. Got a call from work not to come today. All the bills stacked up, I've got to pay. But my Venmo's got some money saved. Yeah, I'm aware life is not fair. I just don't care right now. It's gonna be a late night, good time, cloud nine, bad sign. Running from my real life, just running from my real life. I should go home because I know where this goes, but I'll stay for one more. Here we go. Tomorrow's gonna hurt. Nah, 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 nah. Nah, nah. Tomorrow's gonna hurt. Nah, 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 nah. Should I keep going?
Oh, no, that was great, man. That was fantastic.
Cool. I don't know if it sounds like garbage through the computer speakers.
Your voice sounded great. You barely hear the guitar, so it's just like, let's, you can get it. But no, dude, that was, thank you, man. I was not expecting that. That's amazing.
If I would have known I was going to do that, I would have hooked up the my IK iRig and gotten a proper, you know.
Right, sound. Right. Exactly.
I didn't think that part through until about 3 minutes ago.
This is why JP handles this side of things. Okay. All right, man. Thomas Ian Nicholas. You can check him out on Underdeveloped. Of course, you can stream. Oh my God, Rookie of the Year, all the American Pies. You just had a movie that came out in 21, starts with an A.
Adverse.
Adverse, yep. So much going on, man. Congratulations on your life, career, your role as a parent, because that's the most important one.
My son's actually in Adverse as well.
Yeah, David.
A very small cameo.
That's some perks to being the son of Thomas Ian Nicholas. I mean, at this point, I think he's probably going to outdo your career, man. And you're totally good with that, aren't you?
I'm totally fine with that. The word that I heard at the premiere of Underdeveloped was we got out of the screening. We showed the first two episodes and everyone was like, yeah, Tom, you were good. But your son was amazing. And I couldn't have been like more proud to be like ignored.
Yeah. Yeah. And I get it. As father's dad, we totally understand that one. All right, man. The final question on Dadcast Podcast. I'd like to think of this one as the most important question I ask. No pressure. If you were to give any advice to any new dad or about to be dad, what's that advice going to be?
The same advice I've kind of abided by is it's not about perfection. It's about time and attention.
Simple, but very, very poignant. Yes.
Awesome. Yeah. Just based upon the fact that I think a lot of people, especially my friends that are about to be, you know, parents or are new parents, you know, when you become a parent or when you start to think about that and it's, you know, It's the ideas there. You get worried, like, am I going to be okay? Am I going to be good? Am I going to do it right? And I think the key is that none of us are perfect, but it's about just, you know, like, that's the thing that I my mom kind of did, is she always had time for me, you know, and that goes along with, like, you know, just the attention part goes along with love. Like, that is love. Is it's not about providing things and never being there, but you're like, hey, you have all these things. It's about when you're there, just like that time and attention. And then, you know, everything else will just kind of fall into place.
Exactly. And I've been saying it for years, man. And you can use this, feel free, even take credit for it. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Easy peasy. All right, Nick, you got anything else, brother?
I don't.
All right. I'm very proud of you. Didn't pass out once again. Well done. I think we're going to congratulate you on every single episode from here on out till eternity.
Yeah, exactly.
Thomas, idea. Ian, Nicholas, brother, you've been an absolute joy. It's been so fun hanging out with you, man. Thank you so much for coming on Dadcast. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, absolutely. Man. Nick, I'm going to talk to my lady and I'm going to see about going to Vegas this weekend. I know, dude, all you got to do is sit in the car. You could sleep in the back. Dude, let's go. It's not going to cost anything. I get free comp rooms. Only thing it's going to cost us is when I go gambling. Do you gamble at all, Thomas? You gambler?
I mean, on my career. Yeah.
I mean, in Vegas, do you pull the slots? Do you go to the tables?
You know, my great cousin wrote the odds on craps, and that has the best odds in the house for the player. So right. I play craps.
All right. There you go. Smart man too. All right. And to everyone watching and listening on whatever stream or format you may be listening to the podcast for, thank you very much. We appreciate you. We love you. Thank you for the support. And of course, if you're checking us out on the YouTube or any other visual, thank you. Subscribe, like, comment, do all the things. Make sure you check out Underdeveloped. Scan that sumbitch right there. And again, thank you very much. We'll see you on the next episode. Nick, sorry.
And check out our brother podcast, The Rockstar Dad Show, with Jared and Gary from Bowling for Soup.
Yes. Friends. Okay, fine. Nick, all right. Last thing, I swear. Last thing. I call Nick the tenacious one. Been calling him for years. And he had a bad habit of, in the middle of any interview we did, asking that star, that guest that day, for recommendations on who else we could interview. To a guy, to the point where he just flat out said, hey, can you call whoever it may be and get them on Dadcast? Now's your chance, Nick.
Oh, yeah, so we need Stifler. Yeah, we need Sean William Scott. We need Jason Biggs. Stifler's mom would be preferable. I don't know what we're going to do with that, but it would be fun. She but seems not, like a cool lady.
And you don't have to be a dad to be on Dadcast, by the way.
That's right.
So Shannon and Tara Reid, we're in. Let's go. Any one of those.
You know, let's just do the whole cast of American Pie and bring Thomas back, and we'll just do an American Pie. Dadcast.
In person. Yeah. Okay. Now you're getting a little grandiose, but
good luck coordinating that one. Jesus.
I know.
All right. That is it. Seed planted. Thomas, Ian, Nicholas, once again, thank you, man. If I make it to Vegas, we're going to call you.
Please
and,
do.
Heck, you know, if you don't have a place to stay, I'll get you a room, man. A nice one, like a penthouse. They caught me. It's crazy. It's beautiful. You know, we'll take care of it.
I'm down with that because I'm apparently going to be sleeping on some couch in some Airbnb.
Yeah. We don't want that. Let's not. Come on. You deserve better, man.
We are going to shoot the music video. Not this weekend, but I'm going back in a couple of weeks. We're going to shoot it at one of the Palms penthouse suites.
Okay, good. Yeah. That would be.
Because Johnny Brendan has one above the theater that it's got tiger striped carpet.
Yeah. What? Dude, and they got basketball, the Palms. They have one of the best penthouse suites in Vegas, man. They've got like the sports one. There's a friggin' basketball court inside.
They have an infinity pool that looks out over Vegas.
Yeah.
You basically can like be at the edge of the pool and you're just basically like swimming in the skyline of Vegas.
Yeah. I love Vegas so much. And we can get you on the Hero's Journey podcast. Wink, wink with Brian Hopkins of Elvis Monroe. All right. I swear to God, that is it. Thank you all so much for checking out Dadcast. We'll check you out on the very next episode. Have a great rest of your day. See you.